Morning, Damien.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, going well, Cookie. Now, take us through, I guess, the emotional roller coaster of leaving the club in the last day or so.
Yeah, man, it's been a crazy couple of days. I think it was we had Shane Richardson come down halfway through the train, and I think Monday and said, round three's still on. I think it was Monday, and we're still going ahead with it. And then that night, obviously, we get told it's been suspended. So obviously, we got the call on meeting for the club. We went in there, all the players and all staff, sort of met together and just went through that. And we're sort of waiting on a couple more meetings for where we can move forward. With things like how we can keep training and stay in shape for when the comp does start up again. But that's a lot at the moment is just to stay at home and stay away from training. So we're still waiting on a bit more information. But, it's been a couple of days.
I was about to ask you, Cookie, the expectation of the player, what will that be? How will you go about training? Have players got gym set up at home? Are you allowed to go to the park? Are you allowed to train in small groups? I suppose you can't answer all that at the moment.
Yeah, can't answer all of them at the moment, but at least we know that you can train on your own. I think that's just for everyone, the population, not just regular. We can go down and do our running programs. Jared Wade, our high performance coach, has got a few programs already just to stay in touch with. After this week, we should know if we're allowed to train in small groups. And as long as we follow guidelines such as all the social distancing and the 4 square meters, all that in certain gyms. But obviously, they're not going to be open, so it's going to have to be private gyms if we do that. And hopefully, we're allowed to maybe go to Redfern as long as it's in small groups. And, we'll find that out on Friday. But at the moment, at least we'll know it'll be, you can train on your own, and it's up to you to stay fit as a player. And we spoke to the boys at South yesterday that it's better off to just take this week off and freshen up because it looks like it could be a long season. We could be going right into, the latest start date, September. And it's possible. So let's freshen up now and just take a week off and just spend time with your family. And once we know what we're doing, we'll put a plan in place.
Cookie, what about the players that don't live in Sydney? Have they been granted leave to go back home to be with their families?
As far as I believe, if players want to go back home, yes, they're allowed to. So I don't know too much on that one because I heard a couple of them go and speak privately to the football staff after a meeting yesterday. But I understand that the NRL is allowed to let them go back and stay with their families if they need to. Because it is quite a difficult time for some players. We've got some players that a lot of us are quite lucky, but then there's one that obviously on going, not quite the minimum wage, and they're on the training contracts, and they're doing paycheck to paycheck, and they've moved down here to play footy. It might be better off during this time to maybe go home and just stay with family.
What's the contact been like with the Players Association? And I know that rugby league players, they don't live in a bubble, and they know what's going and happening out there on the streets, and plenty of people are lining up at Centrelink and they're out of a job. The footy players will know at some stage rugby league will get back up on its feet and continue on, and you guys will continue to get paid, albeit it may not be what you originally signed up for. But pay cuts, that's a big issue, and it's something that's been discussed on our program. The likelihood of you guys taking and accepting pay cuts, I'm assuming everyone would accept that, wouldn't they?
Yes, everyone accepts that there will be some sort of pay cut taken. The good thing with that is, like you said, we're very lucky that there's a very high chance footy is going to be around next year, and we will get paid or be in a job at some stage. But there's people out there that haven't have lost their jobs and may not get it back. So and that's just obviously terrible news for them. So when it comes to us, that we all the players have put their hand up to say we're definitely going to take a pay cut. And the best thing, the NRL and the RLPA have been communicating very well, and then the RLPA communicated that information back to us players as well, and they're fine all the game around, and things like marketing fund, education allowances that we're just all pulled together as money, and then they'll get to the salaries, and then I'm not sure exactly the percentage of what it is, I'm under the understanding that it will be some sort of percentage cut from the salaries, and that's just what it has to be. The players when they did the CBA, agree to, you know, if the game goes up, they get a percentage. So it's only rightful that if it goes down, that percentage as well, that we take our share on as well.
Cookie, when you come back, how long will you need to prepare yourself? Lozzie said, what, 3 weeks, you reckon?
Oh, I reckon three weeks, man.
What do you reckon, Cookie? How long do you need to get on the park and play a game of NRL? Say you've been in isolation, okay. Yeah. Let's say it's end of June, they're going to start end of July. Yeah.
That's given you continue to train and do your weights where you can and do your running programs. I think it's three weeks. What about you?
Yeah, I think the boys all need to understand that they're currently still all employed and they need to make sure they stay in shape. And Wayne spoke about that. You show this time, you really show how much the team means to you by how much you do train and how much you stay in touch with your fitness and your strength and all that, and how well you come back. Because when we do come back, it probably only will be, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. Then some probably say, give us a week and we just want to play for you. But get a few, bit of, back in the game and in training and stuff like that, get the bodies ready to go again. But, I think Loz is right. Three, max 4 weeks would be enough to get going.
And finally, Cookie, well, you tipped Souths and Farnan last week. Yeah. You got one of them right.
No, I had Souths in round one.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Oh, you dropped off in round two.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to give my golden tools on there. I had one actually for today, I think.
Oh, we love today.
Beautiful.
It was, I'll get on Camp Rifle. Is it race 5, number 4, or race 4, number 5?
Yeah, I'll have a look.
It's race 5, number 4. It's $13 for Godolphin. Yep. 5-4 Camp Rifle. They'll make a statue of you in here if this wins.
Oh, they did last year, mate, when they
Dixie Blossoms at 20, what was it? 25-1.
Yeah, $21. He'd been riding that for more than a year now, Cookie.
You keep bringing it up, I better hold on to it.
Now, we're also asking, Cookie, if you're in isolation today, you're in lockdown for a couple of weeks, what sports person, past or present, would you happily be in isolation with? Have you got anyone for us?
Sports person.
Anywhere in the world.
So Middo's Dennis Rodman, Clarkie's. Who are you, Clarkie?
Anna Kournikova.
I'm the great Shane Warne.
Mate, it's hard to go past Shane Warne after seeing his bar yesterday. I wouldn't mind sitting in the backyard and hitting the ball with Roger Federer. Pretty good. Killed him some time.
Yeah, it's a good one, Roger. He'd have some great yarn, surely.
Cookie. A nice house, too.
Yeah. I dare say. Where does he live?
Don't you think he'd be
Monaco?
A bit boring, though, Cookie?
Oh, he is a bit quiet, so I don't know, maybe Nick Kyrgios chuck him in the house too. So
that'd be an interesting mix.
Someone else said Kyrgios this morning.
Oh, they get on though, I think. Kyrgios and Federer.
I think it's hard to get on with Federer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Nadal and Kyrgios, they've had some issues.
Michael Clarke, I could hang out with him.
Yeah, anytime, buddy. Love to.
Oh, mate, you should see his joint, Cookie. You'll get lost.
Cookie, Anna Kournikova, and I. I got my daughter there as well, buddy, that too. If you can deal with a 4-year-old, you're sweet.
I've got a 4-month-old, I'll bring her over.
Beautiful.
What, you're putting Cookie on the babysitting duties?
Whatever's required, Loz. Daddy daycare and the Clarks, whatever's required.
Cookie, great to chat to you, mate, and all the best in this difficult period, and we'll chat to you soon.
No worries, mate. Talk soon. Thanks for having me.
Too good.